Today we begin the final lesson in the first topic of Sefer Rus. As we end the first parak, this is lesson number 8, chapter 1. We're going to learn verses 19 to 22, Psukim Yud Tes Techav Beis. Now that Rus is clinging to Naomi, and Naomi is no longer dissuading Rus, the story continues as they come now to Beis Lechem. Pasuk Yud Tes, Vateilachna Shtehem. And both of them go ad bo'ana, until they come to Beis Lechem, until they come to the city of Beis Lechem. Now the question is, the word vateilachna in Hebrew by itself means and they went. Why does the Navi have to say the redundant word shtehem, both of them? Obviously, if they went, both of them went. So there's two lessons we can learn from here. The rabbis teach us that look how beloved converts are. That as soon as Rus decided to convert, now that Rus is walking with Naomi, the Torah, the Navi writes that they are shteim, both of them, as if they're equals. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing, that they're equals. They now are walking as equals because she has converted. She's just as equal to Naomi, who was a very, very spiritual woman her entire life. The second explanation is, as we will see shortly, the people are going to be very shocked and surprised when they see Naomi. And the reason they will be shocked is because the last time they saw Naomi, she was a wealthy woman and she walked with a great entourage. Now she's returning back just shteim, she and Rus. And by the fact that they both went, the Navi's emphasizing they both went, this is the reason for the surprise and shock, where ready people will see that Naomi was poor. So they both go until they come to Beis Lechem. Vayehi kivo ana Beis Lechem. And it was when they came to Beis Lechem. Vatehom kol ha'ir aleihem. Kol ha'ir, the entire city, vatehom. They were in turmoil. They were shocked. Aleihem, about them. And the question is, how could the entire city be in turmoil about them? When they walked into the city, they couldn't have seen the entire city. So again, there are two interpretations, and one really explains the other. The rabbis tell us on the very day that Ruth and Naomi came back to Beis Lechem, it was the day that the leader of the generation, Boaz, his wife passed away, and they all came for the funeral. Since they were all together at the funeral, so when Ruth and Naomi came, they saw the entire city at that one time, number one. Number two, the people were in turmoil over they saw Naomi, and they could not believe that this was the same Naomi that they had seen before. And that's what the next word says, Vatomarna, and they said, Hazos Naomi. The hey in front of the word means it's a question. Hazos, is this Naomi? Is this the Naomi that we last saw before? They were shocked. So this is why there's shock and turmoil. The initial turmoil and shock was over the death of Boaz's wife, and now to add upon that, the shock of seeing Naomi return. The rabbis tell us it is not a coincidence that these events happened on the same day, because the Talmud tells us a tzaddik does not die until another tzaddik comes to replace them. So the death of Boaz's wife, she was a great tzaddikess, it happened on the very same day that Rus comes. As well, we can say, Vatomarna, when they said Hazos Naomi, the shock that they were expressing was saying, Look at what happens when someone leaves the land of Eretz Canaan, that she was a very wealthy person and now she's impoverished. So they were in such great shock that they had to express this. How does Naomi respond to this? Pasuk Chaf will give one type of response, and Pasuk Chaf Aleph will give a second type of response. Vatomar Aleihem, and Naomi says to them, Al tikreno li Naomi. Do not call me Naomi, but rather karenna li mora. Call me bitterness. Now, what does she mean to say? Now, the people thought, we know a wealthy person, let's say a very wealthy person. If a wealthy person loses a lot of money, but still has a lot of money left, we would say that that person may be relatively poor, but they're not essentially poor because they still have money. And when the people first saw Naomi, they figured that, well, obviously she doesn't have the wealth she had when she left, but she could have many precious jewels and diamonds in her possession. and she may not be that poor. So they said, is this Naomi? Is this the wealthy Naomi who now is not as wealthy as she once was, but she could still be a wealthy woman? To which she responds, no, don't make that mistake. Don't call me Naomi. In other words, not in comparison to what I once was, Naomi, am I now poor? But rather, you don't even have to compare me to what I once was. Because the fact of the matter is, I don't have any jewels. I don't have any possessions. I'm a complete pauper, not even in relation to what I used to be. So you don't, altikrenali, Naomi, you don't have to call me and reference me as Naomi. You can call me straight Mara, bitterness, because I'm not relatively a poor person, meaning less rich than I once was, but rather Mara, I am really poor right now, totally poor, regardless of what I was. Why? Key, because, hey Mar, Shaddai, the Almighty has made things bitter, Lee, for me, Ma'od, very much. So bitter, I have absolutely nothing. So there's no need to reference me as this was the once wealthy Naomi, who now is still wealthy, but not as wealthy as it used to be. I don't have any wealth at all. And then she makes a second point in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. She's saying that the truth of the matter is, I never was wealthy to begin with. And all the wealth I ever had was only something to set me up to make things much worse for me. We know that if a person was always poor in their life, the fact that they're poor is bad, but it's not as bad as a person who was once very wealthy and then lost all their wealth. We would call that an aliyah letzarech yirida, an ascent in order to fall. And the fall of the high, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So this is the second message she says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ani malea halachti. I went out full with money. But look what happened. Verekam, an empty, heshivani Adonai. The All-Merciful has brought me back empty. So in other words, I never ever was a Naomi. Even when things were pleasant for me in the beginning, it was only a pleasantness to make things worse. So it's not even a question. You don't have to compare myself to the previous Naomi. I never ever was a Naomi. That's why she emphasizes in the next four words, Lama sikrenali Naomi. Why should you call me Naomi? Why should you ever have called me Naomi? Because the fact is, Vadoinoi Onavi, and the all-merciful God Onavi testified against me. He warned me. He warned me that this blessing that I had was really a warning that I should do tshuva. Me and my husband should have done tshuva. He blessed us so much, we should have done tshuva and been the best people in the world. But we didn't. And therefore, what the result is, Vishaddai Heirali, and the Almighty God Heirali has made things bad for me. So the first clause of Hashem Onavi, he was warning me with this wealth. And the second clause, he indeed took away the wealth. And this became a doubly bad suffering that I have. As well, the rabbis learn that when she says, Ani Malea Halachti, I went out full, means she was pregnant. But when she came to Moab, she miscarried that child. And therefore, it's Vareikam Hashivani, and Hashem may be come back empty. Certainly, the simple pshat is, of course, true, that she left with a lot of money, with a husband and sons, and she left, came back with none of that. But we see deeper insights as to how terrible the loss was. So this was her very embarrassing encounter with the people of Beis Lechem. And now we continue the story. What are Rus and Naomi about to do now? Pasuk of Beis Vatoshov Naomi, and Naomi returned. Not only her, but Verus HaMoaviyah, and Rus, the Moabitess woman, Chalasa, her daughter-in-law, Ima, with her. They returned with her. And why are they returning? Well, the rabbis say they're returning to reclaim their land. Elimelech was quite a rich man, and he did have property too. So when he left, could be people took over the property. So now she's coming back to get back her property. And also, and her daughter-in-law is coming back, Hashava, who had returned, Mistei Moav, from the fields of Moav. Ruth was also coming back from the fields of Moav to claim her ksuva. She's entitled to the marriage contract to have some land as well that belonged as an inheritance of her husband. Another point, why are we emphasizing she returned from the fields of Moav? Because we will see in a later chapter that the entire issue, if a Moabite woman may enter the congregation of Israel, becomes an issue. Until this point in history, there was never a Moabitess woman who wanted to convert to Judaism and marry a Jewish man. And now we see that she is coming back from Moab, and now this will become an issue, a halachic issue, of is a Moabitess woman allowed to get married or not. So the Torah is telling us now that that's going to be the issue that's going to be coming up. Vehema, and they, Bo'u, came Beis Lechem to Beis Lechem. And when did they come? Bischilas, at the beginning of Kitzir, the harvest, Se'orim of barley. They came at the beginning of the barley harvest. Why is the Navi telling us it's the beginning of the barley harvest? Because we'll see in the next chapter that Naomi and Ruth are entitled to the gifts to the poor during the harvest time. There's many gifts that you can collect from the field, and they're going to go and collect. Now, a person may wonder, if we just said they're going back to claim land, they may ultimately get enough money to no longer have wealth in land that they no longer would be considered poor people to be entitled to collect those poor man's crops. But the Torah, the Navi, is saying that it's that the harvest season now. It's the barley harvest. So as they come now, even if they reclaim their land, they will not be able to have any food to eat. It's not the time for planting. It's not the time for anything like that. So now they need to have food. So therefore, although they may one day reclaim their property, they still now are going to need to live and subsist over the barley harvest. And this ends the first chapter, where we see that Elimelech and his wife and his two sons were tremendously wealthy. But at the end of leaving Eretz Yisrael in a time of need and not taking the responsibility that one should take, what happens at the end of the day, they all die. And all that happens is Naomi comes back, an impoverished woman with her daughter-in-law. And this is the failure of the first chapter. We'll tomorrow move into the second chapter and see how things can be corrected. Let's take a look at the questions now. Question number one. From where do we learn from the pasuk that converts are beloved to Hashem? Because the pasuk says, Vatelachna shtehem, both of them returned. And the Navi is saying they're both equally the same people of importance. Naomi, a Jew who was forever a Jew, and Ruth, who just converted. Number two, why does the pasuk refer to Ruth and Naomi as shteim, which is obvious? The first answer is to show, again, how converts are so beloved before Hashem. And the second is to explain why people could recognize immediately that Naomi was impoverished, because only the two of them who went, when usually Naomi left with a great entourage wherever she went, which was now only shteim, the two of them. Question three, why were the people of Beis Lechem in turmoil? Number one, it was the day of the death of Boaz's wife, a great leader and a great tzaddik as his wife. So they were in turmoil over that. And they're also in turmoil when they see Naomi coming back from in her impoverished state. Question four, why were all the people of Beis Lechem able to immediately know of the arrival of Ruth and Naomi? The answer is, since they were all gathered up for the funeral for the wife of Boaz, that soon as Naomi and Ruth come, they see Naomi's state. Everyone sees her at one time. Five, what did the people say when they saw Naomi, and what did they mean with this statement? They said, Hazos Naomi, is this Naomi? Which they meant to express, look what happens to someone who leaves the land of Eretz Yisrael in their time of need. Six, did the people at first think that Naomi still possessed money? Yes, they thought that perhaps she may have had, even though she did not have her entourage, and she may not have been as wealthy as she once was, she certainly could have had in possession jewels and other things in her garments, so that she could have been wealthy, but not as wealthy as before. Seven, how does Naomi dispel those thoughts? Because she tells them, I've lost all my money. You need not compare me to my previous wealth when I was Naomi. But rather, even without any comparisons to my previous wealth, I am Mara, I am bitterness because I have absolutely nothing. Eight, what does Naomi mean when she says, Al tikrenali Naomi karenali Mara? Don't call me Naomi, but call me Mara. She's saying that even without comparing to me, being Naomi before in a wealthy state, right now it's not a comparative poverty, it's an actual real poverty of Mara itself. Nine, why does Naomi feel that she never really should have been called by that name? Because in her second explanation, she says that even the wealth that Hashem gave me before, it really was not meant for me to enjoy it, but rather to set me up for a great fall and to make the punishment even worse. So retroactively, the wealth I have was never a pleasant thing for me, and I never should have been called Naomi. 10. Why does Naomi think that Hashem gave her wealth in the beginning? In order to make things worse when she would lose all her wealth. 11. Was Naomi pregnant when she initially left the land of Yehuda? Yes. 12. What happened to that pregnancy? She miscarried. 13. How do we see this fact in the words of the text? Because the text says, Naomi says, Anim leyo halachti, I left full. Full meaning in pregnancy. But verekam hashivani, but I returned, I've been brought back, empty, meaning she had lost that child. 14. Why is Pasuk 22 stating the obvious in that Naomi and Ruth were returning? The answer is that Naomi is returning to collect the property that belonged to her husband. And similarly, Ruth is coming to collect her ksuva that she should get entitled from her husband who would inherit from his father. 15. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that was the time of the barley harvest? The answer is it tells us why they would be entitled, Ruth and Naomi, to collect the matnasanim, the gifts to the poor, even though they may not have been poor, as we'll see in question 16. Why were Naomi and Ruth entitled to receive gifts for being poor if they owned land? The answer is the wealth could not produce food for them now, as the harvest season was now happening, and they would not be having anything to harvest, as it were, and therefore they need to have the wealth, right, the harvesting and the poor, the gifts to the poor that they'd be entitled to have at this time. Have a good day.